Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, proud to be your hosts here on your local radio station and representing our sponsors like the Tri-State Livestock News, published every Saturday, reaching on average 27,000 readers weekly and over 100,000 readers each month. Plus, they have grown our daily online readership to an additional 15,000 unique visitors per month. Tri-State Livestock News, check it out for all of your agriculture, rodeo news, all of that. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques is a place you need to stop at. Downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. If you live close, make sure you head in. If you live at a distance, make it a destination. They are so much fun to just spend lots of time walking around. They have antiques, vintage treasures, collectibles, craft items. It is amazing in there. You can just get lost, wouldn't you say, Mike?
Yes, it's a really, really nice store.
It is. It's amazing. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 on Monday through Saturday, or if that doesn't work, you can make an appointment.
I have a few more of my cowboy slang, lingo, and jargon information.
Jargon or jargon?
Jargon. Is it jargon?
Jargon.
I think it
jargon.
Is. Anyway, so these are things that cowboys say that, or have said. They might not say them anymore. barking at a knot. Have you ever heard that one?
No, I don't know that I've heard of any of these except maybe like one. So I'm not exactly sure your source.
Barking at a knot means doing something useless, wasting your time trying something impossible. How about to bake, to overheat a horse by riding too fast, too long, or too hard? So you bake your horse?
Okay. Yeah, see, I've never heard that
really?
Either. I don't know where it
is. You're learning something today. Just shh and listen, okay?
Okay.
A bag of nails. Everything in confusion. It's topsy-turvy, like a bag of nails. And an invite to a dance could mean shooting at a man's feet to make him dance. That's an Old West type thing.
Yeah.
How about barn sour? Have you ever heard of a horse that's being barn soured?
Nope.
Okay. Well, a horse that loves his stall speeds up the pace as he nears the barn on the journey home or doesn't want to leave.
But I've been on a lot of horses that are barn
sour. Now you know that it's barn sour. So what do you have today, Kim?
Okay. This is from Jake Lakes. He has a column. It's called The Connection. And this is how he puts it. So I'll put it the same way. With apologies to his doctor, Lee Bailey, and his mentor, Dr. Warren Gollier, and others to whom it does not apply. This is the top 10 books doctors enjoy reading. Number 10, it's a countdown. Number 10, How to Turn a Lung Transplant into a Vacation Home.
Okay.
Okay. You can see how this is going to go. Number 9, Your Waiting Rooms, a Financial Bonanza, the Simple Use of Vending Machines and Pay-Per-View TV. Here's another book. All the Things That 9 Out of 10 of Us Recommend. That's number 8. Number 7, Chicken Scratch. How to Not Only Write It, But Speak It. Number 6 in the countdown, There's Big Money in Second Opinions. And we've got more. Number 5, Cat Scans to Bedpans, the novel that finally put some humor into diseases.
Is that real?
No, none of them are real.
All right.
I hope not. Okay, no, I don't know. Good question. Number 4, Bedside Jokes to Tell the Chronically Sick. Number 3, Recurring Revenue, Getting Your Share of the Hypochondriac Market.
Okay.
Number 2 in this list, Top 10 Books Doctors Enjoy Reading. How to Convince a Patient that He or She Needs an Entire Battery Available Diagnostic Tests. And number 1, Top 10 Books Doctors Enjoy Reading, 101 places to buy 6-year-old magazines for your waiting room.
Why can't they update those? It seems like a lot of those are about that old anyway.
Exactly, because they have sources where they can buy 6-year-old magazines.
What would a cowboy or cowgirl, for that matter, be without his or her horse? Is it even possible to be a cowboy without a horse? And here are some funny sayings about horses from cowboys. When in doubt, let your horse do the thinking.
Oh, amen.
Treat a woman like a racehorse and she'll never be a nag. Speak your mind, but ride a fast horse. Get out of Dodge quick. Yep. There never was a horse that couldn't be rode. Never was a cowboy who couldn't be throwed. I think we've proven that over the years, haven't we?
Yep.
Well, folks, that's all I have time for. I know you want more of those, so on another program, I'll bring you some more of those cowboy sayings right here on The Good Stuff.